The war in Iraq may be over, but a different kind of combat is raging on these shores. You could call it the Battle of the Book, as American publishing houses spar with each other to enlist embedded reporters, military generals, defiant diplomats, or almost anyone who had a front seat in the recent conflict. The objective is to quickly churn out books about the war. HarperCollins scored a big victory this week. The publisher has granted a book deal to the Iraqi lawyer who led U.S. Marines to Jessica Lynch, the American POW. The deal includes a book advance of nearly $500,000. David Hershey is vice president and executive editor of HarperCollins, and he says the Iraqi lawyer's book is but one of several pitches he's been receiving recently. Thank you for joining us, David.
Pleasure to be with you.
I imagine at this point the pitches must be coming at you from all directions. This must be quite a competitive time for the publishing houses.
And it's always a gamble to react to the news, whether you're a monthly magazine or a publisher with a 6 to 9 month lead time, because today's Iraq is tomorrow's North Korea. So yesterday we were fortunate enough to land a book that has a unique perspective, that is from the Iraqi lawyer Mohammed Odeh al-Rahif, who helped the Marines rescue Private First Class Jessica Lynch.
Mohammed Odeh al-Rahif has quite a story to tell, but American audiences are probably primarily interested in Jessica Lynch and her story. How do you square that?
Well, we square it with the fact that Jessica Lynch is suffering from severe amnesia and can't remember anything basically after her capture, including her rescue. So what we're hoping to do is weave together the story of that dramatic event with his own dramatic story and how he risked everything to save her.
This war was different. You don't have the same sort of high wattage stars that have emerged from the war. I mean, following the Gulf War, General Schwarzkopf could have published his date book and, you know, and Americans probably would have purchased it. Is that a little bit more of a challenge for publishing houses this time around?
I think so, although I think a publishing house always looks for the story that will endure. I was fortunate enough to sign up another book that I think is somewhat sui generis. Matthew McAllister, the Newsday reporter who had been captured by the Iraqi security forces and spent 8 days in the worst prison in the Middle East, in Baghdad, emerged with a terrific story of his captors and interrogators and just the sheer terror that he experienced.
What makes a book stand out? Fantastic writing, great marketing, timing, or in the end, does it all come
down? All those things. It really comes down to serendipity. For instance, Matt was going to do his book as a series of discourses between himself and his Iraqi driver, which now seems to be the thrust of Anne Gerrell's book, which is also coming out.
NPR's Anne Gerrell.
Yes, NPR's Anne Gerrell's, the distinguished correspondent for NPR. So Matt's first reaction upon hearing of Anne's book was, okay, I'm going to start writing now so we can come out together and make it a horse race.
Well, now, how fast do these writers have to move to capitalize on the American public's rather short attention span?
Well, even if you fast track a book these days, as we're doing with my Iraqi books, it's still a 3 month gap between signing up the book and getting it into stores. You have to hope that the American public will still be interested in the story in the fall. That's why I say you look for a narrative that has compelling characters who are either risking life or death and transcend the moment.
All right. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
David Hershey is the executive editor of HarperCollins.